Good morning, dear friends. How y'all doing today? Now, since you're all sitting there, if I kneel down, no one will be able to see me, which maybe for some, that's okay. But I'm going to stand up so you can see me, all right? So today's an important day in the church. And today's important because we just had a parade. Who likes a parade? Everyone likes a parade, don't they? Because what happens in a parade? Yeah, you get candy. Yeah, you're thinking like kids, okay. What else happens in a parade? Yeah, there's floats, and there's bands, and there's drums, and there's noise, and there's all kinds of things going on. But today, we talk about a special parade, a parade that involved these things, palm leaves, and these are important for the Jews, but most important for us, is that in this parade, there was a special guest. And who was that special guest? Talent, Jesus. Jesus was. And he's the great king. Now, we would expect a great king to come riding on a great white horse. What was Jesus riding on?
A donkey.
A donkey. The foal of a donkey. And we are to rejoice. That's what Zechariah told us we are to do. John said we are to have no fear. But Jesus, our great king, came riding in, not on a great white horse, but a little foal of a donkey. And it looked like he was the great king. He was going into battle for us. But you know, according to the world, Jesus won nothing. Because what happens at the end of the week? What happens at the end of the week? He dies. The great king, with all the fanfare and the palm leaves waving and people shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna," was dead. At the end of the week. Dead, dead, dead. What kind of victory is that? It is our victory. That's what it is. It is our victory. It is their victory. Because there on the cross, Jesus shouted out three very important words for us that gave us the victory. And those words were? How many people know? It is finished. He shouted out, "It is finished." And when he shouted out, "It is finished," we rejoice with these palm leaves, a sign of life and salvation, because that's what we have. Because Jesus said so. So today, my dear friends, there is a parade going on here. As you all walked in, there was a parade going on. And today there's a parade going on because you just heard the invocation. We called upon the name of the Lord. And he entered in. He entered in, and in faith we know he's here. And that is a great parade. Whenever Jesus is with us, whenever Jesus is with us, we rejoice and we have no fear. So with that, my dear friends, remember the importance of what church is. Each time you are brought here, there is a parade going on here. For this is heaven on earth. And Jesus enters in once again. And he says, "It is finished, you are forgiven. All your sins are washed away in my blood." And that is worth rejoicing over. And in that we have no fear. So let's fold our hands and let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our servant, for being our great King who died for us. And in those words, "It is finished," you gave to us freely the victory over sin, death, and the evil one. Lord Jesus, thank you for the parade that you hold each Sunday. And thank you for entering into Jerusalem to do battle for us. All these things we pray, Lord Jesus, in your holy name. And all the children and everyone said,
Amen.
Amen indeed.